So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Welcome back to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to go over the importance of understanding your dog's breed, which is honestly the most critical aspect because realistically speaking, as a dog owner, you don't just want to get a dog that looks pretty. Yes, there's different breed characteristics based off physical appearance, but more importantly is going to be understanding psychologically what your individual breed was originally bred for. Because before we modernized having a wide variety of different breeds in today's day and age, back in the day, each and every single breed was bred to have a specific job and to do and perform a specific task, right? So for example, if you have a border collie, they were bred to run and run and run and herd the same way that if you had a German Shepherd, they want to go latch on and bite to things. Likewise with a cattle dog or a Labrador Retriever. So it's important to understand your individual breed. And that way, once you understand your individual breed, you understand what characteristics they have and what tendencies may or may not arise. Meaning if you have a cattle dog, you'll likely know that he's gonna want to go chase and bite your ankles or heels. So what do we want to do? Provide him with an alternative outlet. Providing our dogs with an alternative outlet for what they want, it's honestly going to be very important, because if you do not do that, then what you're doing is kind of going against Mother Nature. And there's, realistically speaking, there's certain behaviors we can stop. There's certain behaviors we just don't want to stop, just because it would not be right, psychologically speaking, for that individual dog. Meaning, as much as you may want, hypothetically speaking, say you have a pointer that points. If you want to train that pointer to stop pointing, it would outright be unfair for that dog, because everything inside its body is saying, I have to physically do this. So with that said, for certain breeds, there's behaviors that are not taught. There's just wired that way. Meaning, if you've ever seen a pointer point, nobody has ever taught a pointer, hey, lift up your leg and look that way and stiffen up when you see a bird or an animal. No, that's genetic, right? You could see this from at a very young age when puppies are, you know, just weeks old, they already start displaying those tendencies. So make sure you do your research and what breed you're going to get if you're going to bring a dog or puppy into your household. That way, if that breed starts displaying breed-specific tendencies and behaviors, you are not surprised. Meaning if you get a Malinois and, you know, he's biting everything, there's no reason to be surprised, because that's what he was bred for. If you have a border collie that consistently wants to go, and doesn't know, you know, always wants to play, well, you have a high energy breed that was bred to be working 24/7. Now that you understand your dog's individual breed, the big secret is going to be to meet your dog's individual needs based off his genetics and understanding what he was originally bred for, and using that to your advantage so that you could satisfy and meet your dog's innate needs. Because again, if you don't take the time to do that, I can tell you time and time again how many times there's many behavioral issues that arises, whether it's biting the leash, jumping on you, barking nonstop because of restlessness or a wide variety of things. But making sure that you understand your breed. Hey, I have a Rottweiler, very energetic, he's very mouthy. Well, let me play tug of war with him. Hey, I have a border collie that wants to run around. Well, let me play fetch with him. That is going to be important so that you prevent any behavior issues from arising. So that is the big secret for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, short and sweet. And again, if you guys want direct help, feel free to reach out to us. We have our flagship online training program, the Canine Obedience Accelerator, where we coach you and your dog every single step of the way to create everyday reliable obedience. So we'll see you in our next one.